we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and you're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast. We are excited to be here today, trying to get back into the full swing of things after my wife and I got to go away and spend some time with our families and things like that. And so I thought I'd bring you a good report of the updates of where we were with our missions convention on Sunday. The numbers, our attendance at our banquet was a little down from last year, but in 2015, our missions giving, local, national, and international, as far as missions giving, our giving was almost to $70,000. It was $69,441. There was actually more than that. That was just what came through our books. But our people gave a lot of other missions giving besides that. And so we were very thankful for that. And then Sunday night, we had Dr. Gary Kellner with us Sunday morning and Sunday night. By the way, I want to say thank you to Oral Ali at the Econo Lodge there on Merritt Island, formerly the Clarion Hotel. And by the way, they've got a brand new entrance there that now you can turn directly into their hotel. It's absolutely wonderful. You don't have to make the U-turn anymore. And when we checked Dr. Kellner into the hotel on Saturday night, he said, "Did you all see our sign?" And he said, "You got to go see it." And it was, "Welcome, Dr. Gary Kellner. Welcome." He stayed there a number of times through the years. And so it was very, very encouraging. He said, "My dad always said I was either going to see my name up in lights, or I was, I forget what the other option was, but it was a notoriously bad." And he said, "You know, unfortunately, my dad died a year ago before he could see my name up in lights like that." But so if you do need a hotel for family coming to visit or anything like that, check out the Econo Lodge there on Merritt Island. Tell them Pastor Bob said hello, and you will be blessed. We've had family that has stayed there a number of times, and it is a wonderful, wonderful hotel. And you will not find a friendlier general manager any place at any hotel than Oral Ali. I will tell you that right now. So, So that was what went on this last weekend. I don't know what the participation rate was, but I can tell you that the few people that were there at our banquet, they not only had a good meal, but they believed God that He was going to help us to give, you know, $25,000 to missions. I look at that and I say, praise God. But I know that God is going to help us to do even more than that. And so we're very thankful for all of those who have a heart for reaching the lost. And I might talk to you a little bit about that tomorrow. I do know that I want to get into this Abraham created a culture of vision, where we're talking about Hebrews chapter 11. I want to get back into that. But if you would allow me just a little bit, I'd like to share with you some of the things that happened while we were away. And the name of this program is the Refresh Radio Broadcast. And so every once in a while, we do need to refresh. We need to get away and recharge our spiritual batteries, if you will, get away, spend some time with God, and, get away from the normal routine and just allow God to prepare us for this next season. And so we've got daylight savings time that is coming up here. I believe it is March the 13th. So that's coming up. And then Easter is just a couple of weeks beyond that. And so we want to make sure that we are fully in sync with God, that we're attuned to his voice and walking in obedience and walking in an anointed power from on high. And so if you are feeling run down, if maybe you haven't, you know, caught back up from the holidays yet, you know, we're already pretty close to 2 months in to 2016. And so I encourage you, get into the Word, get into your prayer closet, and get into fellowship with other believers and allow God to refresh you so that he can use you for his glory. And so that's what we did. We were away for a couple of weeks. I got to preach in my home church, and the pastor that I had grown up under, he was in the service that day. And I love him for everything that he did for me when I was growing up. He was just a tremendous role model. And I got to pray for one of my first children's church directors for healing to come to her body. She had just recently received a diagnosis that no one ever wants to hear. But we're praying for God to touch her body. Another one of our Sunday school teachers received another diagnosis while we were there. And so we're praying for healing for his body. And my pastor was there. And one of the reasons that was so exciting for me is he's only got to hear me preach a couple of times. But he's one of the reasons why I'm still in the ministry. Because there was a time when I was told that I was worthless in the ministry, that I needed to find another line of work because I was never going to make it as a servant of God. And it was that man who, when I called him, the person who told me how worthless I was had already called him and told him how worthless I was. That was encouraging. But he said, "Bob, don't pay attention to that. Don't pay attention to that. You have a call of God on your life. You're a wonderful young man, and God is going to use you." And we had him in service when he was a missionary. He was a missionary in Hong Kong before it was turned back over to the Chinese government. He built a phenomenal church there. He said, when I was there, he said, our last Sunday, the communist officials were there, and they numbered the crowd at 5,200 people back in the 1997, and unfortunately he's not been able to go back since. He's in his 90s now, but he was just such an encouragement. My wife was able to be there. It's the first time that she had been able to make that trip with me in a couple of years, or in several years, probably close to 10, and that was great. And he was just a real encouragement to us. We left Oklahoma. We went down to Texas to spend my mother-in-law's birthday with her. And I got to hang out on a couple of occasions, share a couple of meals with the pastor that we worked in there. His wife had just passed away. And even though it's been 26 years since we had been in Florida with him. That's 26 years. They remembered what a blessing we had been to them. And it's like, you know, we were there for 2.5 years, and, you know, it just meant so much to them, when we were there serving under their leadership. And we never would have known that. Now, I wanted to share that story, not so it looked good on us. I wanted to share that story with you today because it can be an encouragement to you that if you are serving and you are faithfully serving, and you may not realize what an influence and what an impact you are having on someone else's life. And in actuality, that act that you do, that attitude that you show of loving kindness, of the grace of God, that lack of volatility or lack of rage or lack of anger, that you might not think that's a big deal right now, but it may be a really huge revelation of character of Christ to someone that you know. And so don't get discouraged. Don't be weary in well-doing. For you shall reap in due season if you don't faint. And so I wanted to encourage you about that. He told me as I was there about the memorial service, the funeral that they had had for his wife, and what a heart for missions. He basically told me, and I didn't realize this when we were there, he said, we have the church that we pastor in, it is in the middle of no place, folks. It is so far away, so far out there. The only place farther from civilization is where my mother-in-law lives, and it is just really out in the country area where there's more fence posts than there are people. He talked about that their church was based upon two things: missions and evangelism. And that's the two things that we try and focus on at Merit Assembly of God. And I didn't realize it. We're sitting there at dinner and he shared something and I just started to laugh because that's something my kids have heard me say a gazillion times and now they catch themselves saying it. And I didn't realize that the place that I got that was when I was serving under him in Texas. And he told me where that came from, where he had heard it. And I was like, I didn't know that. And so it was just a really encouraging, but he was sharing about his wife and his missions trips and how one of their missions trips had been to a certain country and it had been 15 years and a person showed up at the funeral and he said, I'm going to go back to my country and I'm going to share with them the news that she has passed away. And I want you to know how they will respond, for they still remember to this day the words that you shared 15 years ago. They still remember the message that you preached. And I thought, that's the type of impact that we want to make. Today, you might be listening to this program, and there may not be anything that sounds, you know, profound, but I pray that something that comes across these airwaves will grip your heart, and it will be an unforgettable moment. You see, there are some sermons that I preach, and I preach them from notes. There are other sermons that I preach that God has inscribed them on my heart, on my spirit, on my mind. I've got the lessons. I understand what God. You see, it was not just a message that God downloaded into me. It was a life lesson. It was a transformation that He put into my heart, and. You know, I try and make the word come alive. It's, you know, Dan Betzer said pastors are guilty many times of taking the most exciting book in the world and making it boring. And I just want to throw out an announcement there for you. On Sunday morning, I'm going to be preaching a message that God spoke to my heart while I was driving down the road. My wife was over there. She was doing whatever she was doing, listening to the radio or listening to her worship music or listening to a podcast or something. And so I was letting her listen. I had the radio turned off and I was listening to God. I said, God, I'm driving down the road, but you're driving down the road with me. And I need you to speak into my life during this time that we're away. And God put a word into my spirit that I'm going to be sharing on Sunday morning. And it's a pivotal moment. I will leapfrog from that to an announcement that we're asking churches to join us for 30 days of prayer leading up to Easter. You don't have to come to the church to pray, just to commit and say, God, you know what? The 30 days leading up to Easter, I really want to hear from you. It is resurrection season, and we need the resurrection of, we need people to get saved. We need the resurrection power of God on display. There are people who need healing in their body. They need a word from the throne room of heaven, and we need the presence of God. And so we're asking the listeners of the Refresh Radio broadcast to join with us. We're starting on Friday of this week, 30 days of prayer. Let's see, Friday, Saturday, beginning Friday. We're going to be asking you to join us in prayer leading up to Easter Sunday, which is March the 27th. So starting on Tuesday, our church is going to be open. Tuesday, the following week, it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Open those 4 days at 6 a.m. for prayer. And so if you would like to join us as a part of that, we would love to have you. Let's hear from God during this season of time. And so we're excited about what is taking place there today. Our men's group is headed for DeLand. We're headed for a Light for the Lost event, where it's our the missions program of our men's ministry. Sunday, we highlighted Speed the Light, which is our youth program, our youth missions program. We also highlighted our Boys and Girls Missionary Challenge on Sunday morning. And so lots of good things taking place. And tomorrow we will resume our vintage services. We've had a couple of weeks off from that, and we will resume those tomorrow at 11. So I pray that you have the privilege of being a blessing to someone's life. And hopefully you will hear that feedback from them that says, you know what, you have made a difference. If you don't hear it from them, rest assured that nothing you do for God will go unnoticed by Him, or will it go unrewarded by Him. He will take notice, and He will bless you. So let's look to Hebrews chapter 11. I know I talked a little bit more today. During that 2 weeks, I only preached twice, and that's quite a break from my normal schedule. And so let's get into the word. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 13, if we can. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. And Abraham had created a culture of vision. We talked about that. He realized that he was a stranger or a foreign guest in the land. He was a pilgrim. He was a person who was residing in a foreign country. And in verse number 14, this is just a little bit of recap. He says there that what we are seeking, what you say indicates what you are seeking for. The words that we speak, those are indications of what we are looking for. And it says there that they seek a homeland. The actual Greek is patris, or fatherland. It is, we are looking for the presence of God. The Greeks, when Jesus was ready to go to the cross, they came to Andrew and they said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." You know what? People, please do not come to church to see me. Don't come to church to see anybody other than Jesus. Jesus, the presence of the Lord, is the presence that can make a difference in a person's life. And so you and I, if we are not longing for the presence of God, if we are not looking for the place that He dwells, if we do not have a longing for the house of God, how is this society that is lost and wandering in deception and sin, how are they ever going to have a longing for the things of God if the people of God do not first have that longing in themselves? My mother had a bit of a rough week last week, and I have not had much time at all to spend on Facebook or anything like that. And there was a post that she had posted, I guess either Saturday or early Sunday morning, and she was like, "I am so thankful that I'm feeling well enough today to be able to get back to church." In other words, it was not a have to for her. It was a privilege for her. She was getting to go and worship the Lord yesterday with other believers. And it really should be the attitude all of us has. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Now let's look at verse number 15. It says, and truly, if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. And that word, or that phrase called to mind, it includes the word thinking, noumeneo. It's the word from which we get mnemonics, which is talking about memory. How do we remember? And we just did a series on remembering. This particular word means to remember by exercising the memory. In other words, you keep it at the forefront of your mind. You keep it in the forefront of your heart. You keep it in front of you. It becomes a priority of your day. And so it says that if they had called to mind the country from which they had come out. So I want to ask you today, what is it that you are remembering? Some people spend their entire life remembering every pain, every hurt, every unkind word. Now, I want you to know that I can remember the harsh things that people said to me, but I would much rather focus on the reality of the good word that God has shared with me. And that, you know, it's true that you can remember the diagnosis, but I would much rather remember the healing. So what do you call to mind today? You can recognize the things that you call to mind, because a lot of times they will come out of your mouth. Today, I want to ask you, I've threatened to do this, and you don't have to have a digital voice recorder anymore. A lot of times you just have to have a smartphone that can have a voice memo app on your phone, and you can push that button and it will record the words that come out of your mouth. I believe a lot of times it would be shocking to us to know the things that come out of our mouth. How many times do gossip come out of our mouth? Gossip is unsubstantiated, unnecessary information that has come into your life that you feel like you should pass on to others. And I want you to know that gossip is not just the person who speaks the gossip, but a person who hears the gossip so that they can therefore pass it on. I encourage you that if someone has shared gossip with you, break the chain. Lock that information up in a vault. Do not pass it on. Do not share it with anybody. Break the chain. Let that rumor, let that piece of gossip end with you. Okay? And say, I am not going to be party to this. I am going to put an end to it. So these people, Abraham had created a culture of vision where he was not remembering the things of the past. Because if he had called to mind, it says that they would have had opportunity to return. He would have had opportunity to return to Haran. He would have had opportunity to return to Ur of the Chaldeans. He would have had opportunity to return to some of his family members who had settled somewhere between the starting point and the ending point of Abraham's journey. I want to ask you today, what do you have a longing for? Because if you entertain those things, it says that you are what you intentionally think about. You create an opportunity for as a destination. What are you creating with your thought life? Are you creating confusion? Are you creating a romanticization of the past? I was so encouraged by what Dr. Kellner shared on Sunday. He said a lot of people look at the things of history, or, you know, this milestone or that milestone in church history, and they'd say, oh, I would have really liked to have lived in that. And he said there are more people getting saved on a daily basis now than ever before. He said, what a great opportunity. There has never been a better time for you and I to be alive than right now. What do you call to mind? A lot of people get in trouble because they start calling to mind things that took place before they were saved. And they begin to romanticize those things. They begin to fantasize about those things. And before long, they will have opportunity to return. I don't want to be like the dog that is mentioned in the scripture, the dog that returns to his own vomit. I don't want to do that. Sin has nothing for you that is of any value. It is not going to enhance your life. It's not going to make your life better. It is going to make you miserable. A person who has tasted of the heavenly gift from God, if they ever begin dining at the banquet table of sin, they will soon discover themselves to be among all men most miserable. I don't want that for you. God doesn't want that for you. He wants you eating from his, he wants you to taste and see that the Lord is good. And so whenever you have tasted something that is better, you will find it difficult to go back to that which is inferior. So people spend a lot of time dreaming about the past. Sometimes the Christians are guilty of this, of spending too much time focusing on the future. We can focus on the past. We can focus on the future, but God has called you to recognize that this is the day that he has made, and you are to rejoice and be glad in it. You and I are supposed to have a vision that affects not only today, but affects tomorrow. But I'm not here just to spend time thinking about what it's going to be like in heaven. I want to know, God, what is the vision that you have for my life that is going to help other people to go to heaven who currently do not have their boarding pass to get on the flight that's going to take them there? Okay, that is not fantasizing about the future. That is creating a culture of vision. At Merit Assembly of God, I will tell you right now, there are some exciting things that are happening. There are some exciting things that are going to be taking place. Really excited about the season of prayer, but we are really excited about what God is going to empower us to be able to do that is going to change people's destiny. When I look at Merit Assembly of God, I think about all of the great things that God has done, but I also think about the great things that he wants to do for us so that we can touch and impact a life. I thought I would get through this pretty quickly today, but we'll end up finishing this tomorrow. Don't be so interested in daydreaming or fantasizing, but intentionally keeping something alive in your mind, not something to go back to, but the new destination, the new journey, the new process, the thing that God has for you. How are you going to achieve that? What does the step look like? What does the journey look like? I would like to ask you, how much are you keeping the thought of winning a soul? I would like God to call me wise, and he says he who wins souls is wise. So I want to ask you, do you keep leading someone to Jesus at the forefront of your mind? Because Jesus does. God wants people to know him as Lord and Savior. Let's keep that intentionally in the forefront of our mind. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, meritassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to meritassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.